92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today already knows where his date went wrong.
Really?
And the bad part about it is he was pretty much guaranteed to get a second date, and then he did something really bizarre.
What?
And screwed everything up.
Oh, no.
So now he needs to see if he can apologize and get a second date. Chris, why don't you tell everybody what happened?
I will.
Oh, you sound so defeated.
Oh, no.
Well, you'll understand.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't date a lot. I want to just preface that. I get nervous really easily. So a couple of weeks ago, I went out with like a couple coworkers at a local bar. We're all, you know, tech guys. And we're just having a couple of drinks and it's getting real fun. And they kind of dared me to spot the hottest girl in the bar and you should go talk to her.
That's a good dare.
Wow.
Yeah, classic dare. I was really nervous about it. I just get way too nervous. I don't talk well.
You don't sound nervous.
I don't talk well.
You don't sound like a nervous guy at all.
Yeah, you get it. And so they ended up finally coercing me into doing it. So, you know, I spotted who I thought was the hottest girl in the bar.
Uh-huh.
And I went over and I was like so nervous. I ended up pulling up my phone and doing a Google search for like pickup lines.
Nice.
Oh, you didn't. Why did you go to that?
Because I didn't know what to say.
So what'd your phone come up with?
Well, the one I used was, and I said this to her while looking at my phone.
Oh, God.
Was, hey there, if you were a sheep, I would clone you.
That's it?
Well, that's the one you chose,
that's
huh?
It.
Yeah, well.
Winner, winner.
That's actually kind of endearing. Like,
really?
You're looking at your phone. You're obviously nervous.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
She fell for it, right?
She liked it. She thought it was really funny, and she ended up pulling up her phone. We ended up having sort of like a Google search for pickup lines.
She's like,
good,
I bet
though.
You I could choose like 10 that were better than that one.
Yeah, she definitely outdid me.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
So you struck up a conversation that way, and how'd everything else go?
It went great from there. We just started, we had a couple of more drinks. We were talking the whole rest of the night. And probably like 11:30 or midnight, place was getting slowing down. She ended up whispering. She said, let's go back to your place. And I was amazed. I was like blown away.
Yeah.
Like, what? This can't be happening.
Are you talking to me?
Did I hear what I think you said?
I just tried to play it cool, which is just me sweating and not saying anything.
Good way to play it cool. Probably didn't know at all that you were nervous.
So yeah, but we ended up going back to my place.
Okay.
Things were moving in a way where the stuff was definitely going to happen, you know, more than just making out.
What?
Do you have to Google that too?
I probably should have, because next thing I know, she's like, I just need, she has to like go into my bedroom and just sort of get ready, kind of get more, a little more comfortable. And she's like, give me a minute, I'll tell you to come in. So I let her go into my room.
Wow, she's like a seductress.
I mean, I don't know if she's seductress, but she's definitely more experienced than me. It seems like she's been with a lot of men. Me, I haven't been on a date for, you know, maybe 2 years before this.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
I'm sitting in the kitchen waiting for her to kind of like tell me when she's ready, and I start getting nervous again.
Right, because she gives you time alone with your own thoughts. That's a horrible thing to do for you.
So I started like freaking out, thinking, I go, oh no, she's experienced. I'm not. What do I do? In my head, I get this idea that like I got to spice it up. I got to bring it. I got to deliver when I walk in this room when she beckons me in. So I start going through my cupboards, and I found my jar of Nutella.
Oh no.
And I got this great idea that is like, hey, you know what? Like, I've seen movies and stuff, and people like eating stuff off each other.
Oh no.
That's sexy. That's fun. So I ended up stripping and putting Nutella on on myself below.
No.
Did you use a butter knife or did you do it by hand? I just have to know.
I wasn't going to put a knife down there.
And you slathered yourself in Nutella.
That is not an attractive looking substance, by the way.
I thought it would be fun, and you know, people like hot chocolate, but it's definitely doesn't spread easily like it does like on the commercials or the ads.
Oh my God.
Well, they're spreading it on different things in those commercials. I think that's the key.
At any point during the spread, did you think like, maybe this isn't a good idea?
I at one point I had both my thighs covered and my entire arm. I don't think there was any point of going back.
Yeah. You can't really play that off.
You covered a lot of body area.
Yeah.
I was thinking just like the important ones. Your entire arm was covered in Nutella?
That was just like me trying to like spread it all out so it looked somewhat even. I was trying to make it look impressive as much as possible.
Except for it leads to like hours of having to lick it off. Like you're tired by the time that that's going to be done.
I didn't think any of this out. It was just impulsive.
What did she say? What happened when you walked in the room?
Oh, yeah. Well, she called me in and I went in there completely covered in, you know, almost completely covered in Nutella. And
that image.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was kind of just like immediately she was first surprised, really confused, and then just horrified.
Yeah. Did you explain to her that it was Nutella before she started thinking it was other things?
That's the thing. I don't think I ever did explain it was Nutella. I think she just got up and she laughed.
You just pooped yourself or something?
I hope she didn't think that.
You're just like, all girls love Nutella, right?
Did she say anything to you before she left?
She just said, it's late, I gotta go.
No. And just let you sit there sticky?
Yeah, I mean, I do remember saying, no, don't. Wait, don't go. And then she just kind of didn't respond and just walked right past me.
Oh, wait, don't go. I need an adult. I need somebody to help me clean up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Did you hear from
so
her
funny.
At all after this such an embarrassing experience?
Oh, my God.
Well, no. I mean, I've been trying. I just called her and I've sent some texts, but she hasn't responded.
Have you explained yourself in any of the phone calls or text messages?
I was kind of wanting to talk to her directly. So yeah. She hasn't responded, so I haven't had a chance to. But I think if I could, we'd have a chance of going on like a second date.
Yeah.
Well, I bet
maybe.
She'll remember you when we call.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't see how she could forget me.
If she gets you confused with somebody else, you probably don't want another date with her. That happens to me all the time. All right. We're going to play a song. Come back. And then we'll call her and see if you can talk yourself into a second date, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
I'm just going to go ahead and add today's second date update to the list of things I never thought I'd say. But Chris is on the phone, and Chris thinks he's not getting a call back for a date because he slathered himself in Nutella. That's right. You heard me correctly. Chris slathered himself in Nutella, and that's why he's not getting a call back. He met a girl. Wait, hey, Chris, I never got her name from you. What's her name?
Mariella.
Mariella. Okay. Oh, Chris met Mariella out at a bar. He admits that he's not much of a ladies' man. His friends dared him to talk to her. He talked to her, ended up actually going back to his place, and things were moving on to the next level. She went in the bedroom, and that's when Chris got nervous and thought that he needed to spice things up because she might be more experienced than him. So he found a jar of Nutella and put it all over his naked body. And then walked into the bedroom without explaining it. And that's when she got up and left. And he hasn't talked to her ever since.
Chris, believe it or not, I think you could come back from this.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I think that you're cute and endearing and you seem sincere.
But I had Nutella all over my body.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah. Was it low fat or regular calories? She might have been offended. She could be on a diet, you know. It might not have been the weirdness of spreading it on your body at all.
It was just the regular.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's the issue. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right. I'm just really nervous.
You're not near your kitchen, are you?
That's a good
question.
Okay. Just keep it to regular nerves right now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Mariella?
Hi, I'm Mariella.
Hi, I'm Jubal.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners. And now you're not calling him back, so he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Okay.
His name is Chris.
Oh, my God.
I still can't stop laughing for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, it was weird. It was really, really weird.
Yeah, we know. We talked to him. He sent us an email about your whole date and explained everything. He feels really bad about what happened, but I just want to hear how it was from your point of view.
Well, we met at a bar. Uh-huh. And I thought he was really cute and a kind of like nerd. A couple of beers, I was like, do you want to go back to your place?
Yeah, he told us all that. He said that he was really nervous, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it was cute. I thought it was cute that he was so nervous.
Did you think, I'm going to rock this guy's world tonight?
I don't know. He just seemed like really, really nervous, and I felt like I could calm him down a little. And
sounds like you did the opposite. It sounds like you riled him up.
Did he really tell you everything that happened?
Oh.
Yeah, yep. He told us everything.
So, oh, man, it's embarrassing.
What was going through your mind when he walked in the bedroom?
Oh, my God. She can't even control herself. I do not blame you.
Well, he walks in and he's completely naked, and it looked like someone took him and just dipped him in a porter potty or something, because he had just so bad. He had just like brown sludge all over his body.
Oh. Have you ever been with a guy and he just walked into the bedroom with brown stuff all over him?
No.
I mean, just walking into the bedroom naked is enough to kind of scare you. Like, they were already skipping some steps of foreplay there.
Yeah, that alone was like really intense. And then I was just standing there, and he just whispered to me, I hope you're hungry.
Oh, my God.
That part he didn't tell us.
God, he committed to this, didn't he?
And did you answer him at all?
No, I just like ran out of there and right out of his apartment. I didn't even say bye. It was just freaky, and I don't think
anyone... I have
anyone...
something to say here.
What's that?
I have something to say here.
What's going on?
Oh, that's Chris. He's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. And apparently he's heard enough and wants to speak right now.
Hi, Mariella.
Oh, my God, hi.
I can understand where you're coming from, but what I had on me was not feces. It was Nutella. You know, the chocolate treat.
Oh, my God.
I know what Nutella is. Why did you put it all over your body?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it would be sexy in the moment.
Well, at least it wasn't the first thing I was thinking.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
You know how, like, strawberries and whipped cream are fun and sexy. I just thought that, and I didn't have any of that, so I just went with what I had.
Like,
why would you put it on your body? Like, it was all over your body.
Well, I don't know. I just started putting it some places. Didn't thought it would look weird if there was just one area. I thought maybe it would make more sense a lot of areas. I get it now. And it wasn't the smartest choice. It's just me trying.
You should always discuss food items in the bedroom prior to bringing them into the bedroom.
I know that now. I mean, duh.
Duh. I figured it out the hard way.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Mariella. I mean, I didn't mean to freak you out. I was just trying to have a good time, and, you know, it got off the rails.
Yeah, that'll happen. You're trying to have a good time. Before you know it, your lap's covered in Nutella.
Yeah. And your arms and your chest and your knees.
I mean, I was just trying to be sexy, and then sexy went all wrong.
Yeah, that was like the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Well, can I interest you in doing it again? Because Chris would love to go on a second date with you. We will pay for it if you'll go out with him again.
No, Mariella, before you decide, it will not happen again. Any kind of food thing, I won't do it. I think we'll have a really great time. Please go out on a second date.
Good
I think you should give him a chance. I mean, I know that image is going to be hard to erase from your memory. But he, I mean, honestly, he said some really sweet things about you.
Well, I mean, obviously this was a really bad, tragic mistake. And I can tell that you had really sweet intentions behind it.
Yeah, I did. I only had good intentions.
Really sweet intentions. Chocolate hazelnut sweet, to be exact. So, will you go out with him again, Mariella?
Yeah, I'll give him another chance. Why not?
Yes! Yes!
Really?
I knew you could do it, Chris.
Congratulations, Chris. You got a second date.
It's going to be fun, and if you want to try some other foods, I'd be down for that.
You're like at a restaurant, though, Chris.
That's what I meant. You didn't think I meant the other thing, right?
I think you need to be very clear with Chris going forward about all food activities.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, sadly, I can relate to the guy in today's second date update. You
really?
Are probably the only person out there who can actually relate to him. If you missed today's second date update, this dude named Chris wanted to call Mariella. They went out, they met at a bar, went back to his place, and were fooling around a little bit, and things got serious. He admitted to us that he's not very experienced when it comes to dating at all, and he thought maybe she was more experienced, so he wanted to spice things up before they got ready to be intimate. And his idea was to go to his kitchen, raid the cabinets, and add some food to spice things up, and he chose Nutella.
Oh,
and rub Nutella all over his body before going into the bedroom naked with Nutella rubbed on him. Oh. And that's when she left. He didn't even get the chance to explain it was Nutella. She thought it was something else.
Yeah.
Well, it's not an attractive something. But the thing is, I get where his mind was because it is delicious.
It is.
I mean, if you're going to pick a delicious substance, it's just a wrong shade of color.
She
left
and wasn't calling him back. We got her on the phone and eventually explained that it was Nutella and that the reason he did it was because he was nervous and he actually got a second date.
I knew
amazing.
He would.
He's
I mean,
sweet,
he,
though. That's
he was
why.
Just sincere, you
totally.
Know?
Everybody texting in at 78592 wants to go out with him.
I
Everybody
know.
Loved him.
He's like the ladies'
and
man.
Here's the thing. He would put a lot of effort into your date.
Yeah, and if you like Nutella, bonus.
Yep.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.